USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson says she always keeps a close eye on equal justice under the law. During the first day of Senate confirmation hearings, Jackson Brown calling herself humbled and honored by the nomination. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, President Biden is adding a stop to his upcoming trip overseas.
President Joe Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week to Europe for urgent talks with NATO and the European allies as Russian forces continue to pound Ukraine. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet with leaders there.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. Stocks are down after the Fed Reserve hinted at larger rate hikes, the Dow losing 201 points, the S&P slipping less than 2 points, and the NASDAQ fell 55. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
President Biden believes the best way to avoid another world war with respect to Russia's invasion of Ukraine is to prevent the U.S. and NATO from having military involvement on the ground. The White House press secretary was questioned about Ukrainian President Zelensky's comments surrounding a potential World War III.
I can't assess. Obviously, I know many of you will speak or hear more from President Zelensky soon, and I would expect he can speak more to what he meant by that.
Jen Psaki saying the most effective role the nation can play is by continuing to provide military, economic, and humanitarian assistance. The tidal wave of Ukrainians displaced by Russia's conflict continues spilling into border nations and other countries, surpassing more than 3 million people since the invasion began on the 24th of February. The United Nations reporting that nearly half of those are children, while 9 out of 10 people escaping are either women or minors. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Biden administration continues to highlight energy independence and wants to switch to renewable energy in their Green New Deal proposal. Speaking on Fox Business Network, former President Donald Trump calls it a hoax.
They're so into this climate hoax. Nobody's more into the climate than I am, but this is a climate hoax, what they do.
Former President Trump also says the climate has always been changing and he wants to see clean air. The Green New Deal calls on the federal government to dramatically reduce greenhouse gas emissions, ensure that clean air, water, and healthy food are basic human rights, and end all forms of oppression. A passenger jet in China crashed on Monday.
A China Eastern Airlines Boeing 737-800 with 132 people on board crashed in the mountains in southern China on a domestic flight Monday after dropping 31,000 feet in 1 minute. China's media is reporting contact was lost with the plane over Wuzhou and there were no signs of survivors. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Michigan's former governor will testify in a civil trial on the Flint water crisis. Former Republican Governor Rick Snyder and four other defendants are waiving their Fifth Amendment rights. Snyder faces 2 misdemeanor counts for willful neglect of duty. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.